Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Beware of evil reports. Beware of evil reports. And you see, we live in a world where, you know, everything that you hear from media, nothing is filtered. You know, you turn on your TV in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, it's different kinds of things that you're hearing. You go out, you see people gather, they are discussing different things, and you're just very discouraged, or sometimes you can just be very discouraged, or maybe even worse, somebody might even get depressed. And because of the kinds of things that you're hearing, you get on the bus, you hear different kinds of things, you know, at work, different kinds of things and all that. And you see, we're in a very difficult time. We're in a very hard time and all that. And I said that to say that it's going to get really worse. Not that I'm trying to be negative or anything, but really things are going to get worse. And I would have quoted a scripture now, but really it's not, I don't think it's necessary at this point, but things are going to get worse. And the Bible says that if you fall in the day of adversity, it means that there was nothing to you in the first place. So when the pressure gets worse, are you going to fall away, fall out of faith or fall out of love because of the things you're hearing, because of the situations around us, or we are going to remain grounded or rooted in the word of God and all? So that's my, and you see, for me, I think in the past few weeks and maybe in the past month, it's just been one news after the other. And there was one that really broke me recently. There was someone that passed away, someone that I know, you know, in my office, person passed away recently. And I've already started my message, beware of evil reports. So please just follow me. And let me say, we're going to read quite a number of scriptures today. So please just get ready. Get ready. Paul said, until I come, give attendance to reading. So there's a place of actually opening your Bible and reading what the word of God is saying and all that. So we lost someone very close to us recently. And, you know, the initial diagnosis, you know, doctors were already suspecting that this is what is going on and all that. But left to her, she didn't really know about it. You know, they just, you know, rushed her to the hospital, you know, just treating her and all that before the actual test results come out. And she was doing well. You know, this was a devoted Muslim. And see, my only consolation is that she gave her life to Christ whilst, you know, she was really ill and all. And, you know, we're just waiting for the results, you know, to come out. But then this is what the doctor suspected. And but then she was recuperating fine, you know, and all that, trusting God and believing God for her healing and all. And then the results came out eventually and they told her. And it broke her. Like, she, it's almost like she fell out of faith. She couldn't really trust God for her healing anymore and all that. And to be honest, I think a large percentage of maybe the reason she died, I could be wrong, but this is just my own opinion. I think it's because of what she had. Because like I said, she was doing very well, you know, already walking around and all that, and maybe even looking forward to her, you know, getting discharged from the hospital. And then this news came and she just broke down. And within a few days, she was gone. So there's a kind of news or a report that somebody can hear and to just completely break the person. Let's read the scripture. This is, like I said, we're going to read quite a number of scriptures today. This one is a very popular one. And you see, the Bible says that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Right? That's what the purpose of the devil is. That's what his purpose is, to kill, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And one of the means that the devil can do that is through evil reports. Evil reports. And you see, the truth is that we can't really avoid these things, right? You can't prevent birds from flying over you, right? But you can prevent one from laying a nest on your head. So what I'm trying to say is that you would hear all these things. You will hear different kinds of things. Different kinds of news will pass through your ears. But you see, it's now left to you, or you have the responsibility to decide whether or not you want to let that thought gain access to your heart in such a way that you can't move on from it. It has now become your belief system. Because it has now become the thing that you think about every day. And, you know, at some point, maybe you might now get into depression, like I said earlier, or I don't know, could be a worse state. So we're going to read firstly from Numbers chapter 13. I'll read from verse 1 and I'll jump to verse 17, but please let's just read together. Numbers chapter 13, a very popular scripture. From verse 1, the Bible says, and the Lord spake, and please let's follow very attentively. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler amongst them. Please just follow carefully. Now let me jump to verse 17. Let's follow carefully, please. Verse 17 says, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be you of good courage. Please, let's note some words there. Be you of good courage and bring the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. Let me jump onto, they did their work. Now let me jump to 25. Scripture says that, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Verse 28, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought, verse 32, they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Look at their choice of words. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in their own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Chapter 14, I'll just read from verse 1 to 2. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. And therefore the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? Let me read on that scripture. I have quite a number of scriptures here, but let me read this. Mark chapter 5. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Please, I just want us to follow, you know, the scripture. Mark chapter 5. Let me start from verse 21. The Bible says that when Jesus was passed over again by sheep unto the other side, much people were gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And when Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. We know what happened. Let me jump to 34. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, while he yet spoke, remember that somebody walked up to him and said, My daughter is at the point of death. Please come with me. Now, verse 35. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead, referring to Jairus' daughter. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. I have on that scripture, but let me not, let me just go ahead. Now, if you look at Numbers 13 and this scripture, there is a common denominator. And that common denominator is fear. So it seems to me that the major response to evil news or evil reports is fear. Fear. That's what happens to the children of Israel. They began to complain that you should have left us here. Why are you doing this? Right? You are sending us to a place where there are giants, and we know that these people are stronger than us. And then we look at Mark chapter 5 as well. Jesus told that woman, that guy, he said, Fear not, only believe. So the major emotion that we give off when we hear, or one of the major emotions rather, or responses that we have when we get an evil report is that of fear, doubt, unbelief, and all that. You see, the major thing is for that report to make you derail and to make you lose faith in God or lose your trust in God. Now, what's an evil report? Very easy, right? An evil report is one that, or a kind of news or a kind of report that goes against, that completely disregards and despises the word of God. I'll say that again. An evil report is one that goes against, that completely disregards and despises the word of God. Now let's go back to our scripture, Numbers 13. The word of God, or God told Moses, he said, select rulers or leaders from different tribes and send them to spy out this land that I already give you. That was the verdict of God. He was going to give them that land. Right? That was the word of God to the children of Israel. But these guys came back, right? Only two of them believed, Joshua and Caleb. But the ten of them said, we can't take this land. The people are bigger than us. They completely went against God's instruction or God's word or promise for them. And they despised that word. They didn't even consider it at all. They were just considering the prevailing circumstances. And that's not how it's supposed to be. So let's just go ahead, please. Now, I have here that what you hear or listen to at every point in your life is very, 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 very necessary. What you hear, what you listen to, what you give your ears to, they are very, very important to your destiny. And so if you consider your destiny very vital or very, very important, you have to pay attention to the things you hear. Jesus was telling his disciples in Mark chapter 4:24. He said, take heed what you hear. Take heed what you hear. And was also telling them in Luke 8:18. He said, take heed how you hear. These are two different things. So when you say take heed what you hear, you are referring to the content of that message. And then we are saying take heed how you hear, you are referring to the level to which you gravitate, or the level of attention that you give to that thing that you are hearing. Take heed what you hear, take heed how you hear. So see, not And you need to control what you let into your ears. There are people that we call Pentecostal rascals. I'm sorry to use that word. So they invite you for every program. You're always there. Somebody comes and says, oh, have you heard this pastor? Have you heard this person on YouTube? Ah, powerful message. And all that. You see, you go on YouTube, you're searching for everybody. It's not everybody and anybody that you listen to. No matter how, maybe if the person is even a genuine Christian. And I say that to say that because sometimes you can have someone that is very genuine, right? Person is very good, actually. Has your best interest at heart. But you see, sometimes the words that we speak, and Jesus was saying something. He said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So words transmit spirits, right? And for Jesus, he speaks, or the resultant effect is life. But when it comes to an evil report, right? And I just want to buttress a point I said earlier. There are some people that speak from a place of hurt. There are people that speak from a place of disappointment, and all based off what they have, been through in the past. And these people are very genuine and all that. But because they are speaking from a place of hurt and all that, and we don't know how to separate the wheat from the chaff, we just take everything that they are saying. And when you look in between those words, there are some things there's a spirit that is being transmitted into your ears. And if you're not careful, you allow them gain ground into your heart. So pay attention to the things that you hear. Pay attention to the things that you hear. When we read the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, you see how the man went out to sow. Some fell upon by the wayside. Some fell upon thorns. Some fell upon the rock. But you see, the ones that fell upon the good soil, the Bible says that there was a harvest of 30. And this is just to buttress and the point I said, take heed how you hear. We had a harvest of 30, a harvest of 60, and also a harvest of 100. What that means is the level of attention that they gave the word, that they gave to that word that they were hearing. And that's why we had those variations in harvest. So in the same vein, the level of attention that you give to evil reports. You see, there are people that wake up in the morning and the first thing they are watching is CNN and BBC and all of those kind of things, Al Jazeera and all those news stations where they are just giving you bam, bam, bam. And there's no filter. So the level of attention, the level to which you gravitate towards these things determines whether there will be a harvest of 30, of 60, and of 100. So we need to pay attention to the things that we listen to. If you consider your destiny very, very, very vital. Now, I also said that what you hear impacts your thinking. And I'll give an example. What you hear impacts your thinking, impacts the way you believe or your belief system, and eventually will influence the things that you say. There's someone I know. Every morning, the first thing is to turn on CV. You're not even watching films. If you're even watching film, I will understand. But you watch CNN, you watch news station in the afternoon, in the evening, the same thing, always listening to the media. And you see, it has sort of influenced the way the person thinks, influenced her beliefs as well. And to the extent that the person is now saying that, does God really exist? Now, this is someone that is a Christian. But because you turn on your TV every day and you are hearing all sorts of things, does God really exist? If God exists, why are these bad things happening? Why do we have these things happening? Why is Nigeria like this? To the extent that the person is now not considering God faithful and maybe thinking that God doesn't answer prayers anymore. Person has prayed, nothing. See what listening, giving your ears to evil reports. This is what it does. It influences the way you think. It influences your belief at the end of the day. And also influences the way you speak. You now begin to speak negatively. Praise God. Praise God. And what you say eventually will affect your spirits. Let me give an example. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 10 from verse 9 to 10. What you say eventually will affect your spirits. Romans 10, 9 to 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, salvation came through when man believed, and then when man confessed Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I'll say that again. Salvation came, and it's very clear. He said, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, right? And with the mouth, confession is made. So our spirits became regenerated. Salvation came because we believed in our hearts, and then what? We confessed with our mouths. And so I said from beginning that when you give your ears constantly to evil reports, one, it will affect the way you think, it will affect the way you believe, and eventually affect what you say. And then what you say will affect your spirit. The same way we confessed unto salvation and our spirits became transformed and regenerated, it's the same way that you confess unto destruction to affect your spirit. Your spirits now become weak. The Bible says that a broken spirit, he said, who can bear? So yes, your spirits can be broken. You have to pay attention to the kind of news that you are hearing. Let me go on. Now, how does evil reports come? Or what are the forms through which people can hear or evil reports come? One, I have suggestion. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, I'll read from verse 1. The Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruits of the trees of the garden, but of the fruits of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Look at verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Suggestion. Now, you have people in your life, right? Like I said earlier, you know, you have, you know, people that are really, they are really genuine people and all that. But you see, when God has told you something, and for example, you share with your friend, and your friend begins to tell you things like this, has God said, are you sure? You know, we have people like that. Are you sure God has told you this thing? And all that. They begin to, and you see, if you give them attention, you'll be like Eve, right? God gave them a command, don't do this. And the devil starts suggesting things and says, has God said this? Are you sure? I don't think so. I think that this is what will happen if you do it this way. That is how suggestion comes. That's how it comes. And look at verse 6. The Bible says that when she saw that the tree... See, before then, she had never ever seen that tree was desirable. She had never seen that tree was good and was awesome to the sight. Desirable. She had never seen that. But by the time the devil began to suggest or bring evil reports in the form of suggestion, what happened? She began to desire the fruit. And you see, the truth is that when you continually believe a lie, or when you continually listen to a lie, and then you now believe what that lie is, or you believe it eventually, it will become true to you. That's what happened to Eve. She began to desire that thing. Because why? She gave the devil audience. When the devil comes like this, when you are sure of what the devil what God tells you, and then the devil comes, you stop him at his tracks, on his tracks. That's how to do it. You don't pay attention to those kind of things, because if you continue, this is where you end up. Or this is the resultant effect or the consequence. Let's go to another one. Advice/counsel. Now, this one is actually very, 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 very dicey, I think. Let's read our Bible. 1 Kings 13, from verse 11 to 18. 1 Kings 13, 11 to 18. The Bible says, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. Now, this is the story of the old and the young prophets. Now, old prophet, because his experience is established in that office, right? Experienced man of God. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. And then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he did. And he said, I may not. This is what the word of God, this is what God told that young prophet. He said, I may not return with thee nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water here, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet like you. I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. We know what happened to that man. By the time he was on his way back, the Bible says that the lion devoured him. That's such a sad story. That God tells you something, and then somebody comes and says, because, you know, I'm more experienced than you and things like that. You know, we both hear God. But then this is what God is saying. What would have taken him to go back and confirm and say, God, is this you? But then you just took the evil report as it was, and the man died. Counsel, you need to pay. And that's why I said, you need to select the kind of people that you listen to. It's not everybody that you listen to. Even though the person is born again and is a Christian and comes to church every Sunday. Select half the people you listen to. The people I listen to, they are actually not more than five, to be honest. Let's go to another one. Similarly godly book. I won't go this way. I won't read the scripture here. Matthew 16:22-23. We know what happened there. Jesus had just discussed, you know, with his disciples and said, who do you say men think I am? And all. And Peter, by revelation, said, you are the Son of God. You are the Christ, the Son of God. And all. And then not long after, Jesus was telling them, you know, this is what will happen to the Son of Man and all that. And then Peter now dragged him to one corner and said, as they're rebuking, how can you say this? How can you say God has told you this? And all. And they are sounding very genuine. And all. Peter did not, he did it out of love. And you see, let me even say this here, that, you see, sentiments, and I'll give an example of this. Sentiments is no respecter of persons. That you say that you have been with this person for years, and that maybe you trust him, doesn't mean that one day that person cannot maybe fail or fall or something. Peter had just gotten a heavenly revelation. Wasn't he able to discern that this is actually the way that Jesus must go? And what did Jesus say? He says, get thee behind me, Satan. He rebuked him immediately. He rebuked him immediately. He didn't wait to hear, because if he had waited, the consequence would be like Eve, where they now disobeyed God. And you see, I have that. Something happened to me recently, you know. I work in a healthcare organization. I know, and so you hear different kinds of things every day. And then these were two of my senior colleagues, right? They were just talking and talking, bad, like serious things. And I was just shaking there. Really, I would have just taken an excuse and said, please, I need to go to the toilet. Because I was just hearing different, for over an hour, they were just talking, this one, about this. Let me never say what they were talking about. I was afraid, honestly. I started thinking, hey, God, I've not gone to this extent. God. Like, why didn't I? See, when you start hearing things like that, and that's why I said sentiments is no respecter of persons. I stayed there out of respect. But really, if I knew that my destiny is very sensitive, I should have left that place. Just give an excuse and leave. Sorry, I need to go to the toilet. Go and stay in the toilet and do whatever you want to do. But the point is, you can't give attention to those things. Because eventually they will gain ground. They will gain ground over your heart. And that will now eventually become what you believe and then what you confess and then your actual reality. Hallelujah. Then another one that we have is outright attack and confrontation. Now we know in 1 Kings 19 verse 2, Jezebel sent an evil report to Elijah and says, if I don't do this thing to you tomorrow, may the gods attack. You know that, so you can get an outright attack or outright evil report to your face. But can I say, in Genesis, we read that the serpent was a very subtle creature. So it means that, or this is my opinion, and please, I don't know if, you don't have to take my word for it, but this is my opinion. It's not every time that you hear things outrightly. It's not every time that it can come to you face to face, or there will be an outright confrontation. The devil is a very subtle creature. He's very subtle. He's very subtle. The Bible says that he disguises himself as angels of light. So your level of discernment has to be really high for you to be able to know what the word of God is and then what the word of God is not. Your level of sensitivity has to be on a very high level. If not, the person can fall. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And sometimes he uses the people that are really close to us, like relatives, family members, friends, the people that are close. And we have so much trust in these people. And so we just take their word for it. Sentiments, emotions, they are no respecter of persons. The devil is really subtle. He is subtle. You see, suggestion. He didn't come and say, No, that's not how he came. He was just asking our questions. Asking her questions. Ask God really told you this. Okay, why not just use wisdom? Okay, why not just go to it? Do it this way. Do it this way. Do it this way. And then that was it. Suggestion. The devil is very subtle. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. Hallelujah. Now, sources of evil reports, we know. Number one is media. You turn on your TV every day. You're just hearing and hearing and hearing things. And I beg to say this. COVID-19 was an evil report. If you like, take it. If you like, don't take it. But to me, COVID-19 was an evil report. The media was just propagating these things. And we, at some point, some of us began to believe it. We would get up in the morning. The cases have increased to 90-something cases. 200-something cases. This one. 3 people. Some of us, it became our belief system. COVID-19 was an evil report. How do I know? Churches were shut down. It is never the will of God for the church to be shut down. Never. Never the will of God. That was an evil report. But some of us just took it and said, yes, actually, it is COVID-19. I don't know if there was or there wasn't, but it was an evil report. That's all I know. So media propagates these things, and there's no filter. So we have to be very careful what we listen to and what we let our eyes come across. Then I also mentioned relatives, friends. But let me touch on this one. Medical, you see, some of us, when we get to the hospital and all of that stuff, it's almost like we lose our rights. And we just, that's the truth. It's almost like we lose our rights. And we just take everything they are saying, hook, line, and sinker. The Bible says, whose report shall you believe? Whose report shall you believe? Our rights are rooted in redemption. We have covenant rights. But we get to the hospital and all that, and we just let all these medics. And see, we're not condemning them. We're actually fighting the same things. But there is a higher authority here. And that's not the authority of medical personnel. It's the authority of God. What is God's verdict over your life? We just take their words, hook, line, and sinker. And then some of us, fall into depression. That's what happens to one of my colleagues. But you see, I love Abraham. Romans 4. I love Abraham. Okay. Romans 4 from verse 18. You see, there were medical personnel in Abraham's days, right? Maybe not as sophisticated as now. And I'm sure they must have told Abraham different things. And your wife, Sarah was actually supposed to be a grandmother. And she had married very early, maybe great-grandmother. But she was still believing God for her first child. And so medical personnel were like, oh, Gassi, just rest. This, your wife is barren. And you said, everything has knocked, so don't bother. Just go and adopt or whatever it is, but there is no hope. But let's look at what the Bible says concerning Abraham. It says, who against hope? See, everything, there were prevailing circumstances. prevailing circumstances, but he did not consider them. The Bible says, who against hope, everything was against him. There was no solution. And I'm sure they must have asked around and all that and saying, oh, how can we do this? Should we do this one? Should we do this one? Should we do this one? But the Bible says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Romans chapter 4. He says, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And he says, being not weak in faith. Trust me, he heard so many things. He heard so many evil reports. He heard them. Trust me, his ears were full. Sarah's ears were full. And that's why she now told him, I said, okay, just go and, you know, sleep with my maid. She had given up. But it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead. He considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. Nothing could shake him. He heard it from left, right, and center, but nothing could shake him. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised, was able to perform. He did not forget that right, that promise that God told him, the way the children of Israel just disregarded theirs. He stood upon the word of God. So there's no how we are going to, we can't avoid these evil reports. But the point is, how strong, how rooted, how grounded are you in what the word of God says concerning that situation or concerning you? Hallelujah. Let's go on. Okay. Now, what are the consequences? I think I've mentioned a few of them earlier. One, weak spirits. And I said that there are a broken spirit who can bear. When it becomes your thinking, your everyday thinking, informs your beliefs, informs the way you speak, eventually you begin to confess it. The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So it will eventually become your confession and your reality and all. And then also you will miss out on the promise of God. You will miss out on the promise of God. It's not a curse. The word of God to Moses, to the children of Israel, was that, tell them to spy this land that I give to you. And then they came back with an evil report on that land and concluded that they were not able to take it. And in chapter 4 from verse 1 to 2, we'll see everything that they were saying. He said, hey, God should have allowed us to die in the wilderness or should have just left us in Egypt. That's what happened to them. When we read Hebrews, somewhere in Hebrews, we'll see that that's what happened to them. They didn't enter the promised land. Both the reporter, the 10 spies or the 10 leaders from the 10 different tribes and the other people that heard and concluded that they were not able to take this land, all of them perished in the wilderness. You will miss out on the promise of God if you take evil reports or bad reports, hook, line, and sinker. You will miss out. Hallelujah. Now, how do we handle bad reports? Proverbs 4 and 23. I won't read it. It says, guard your heart. I won't open it. Guard your heart. What? With all diligence. All. All diligence. He says, for out of it cometh the issues of life. Guard your heart with all diligence. Not some. You must do everything necessary. Everything necessary to guard your heart. To put a barricade over your heart. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Then he begins to list the weapons in God's armory. And he says, having what? What does it say? Are we reading our Bibles? Mm-hmm. What does it say? Having the shield of faith. That's what it says. Shield of faith. So that when the enemy is throwing his evil darts and everything and is coming from left, right, and center, there won't be any passage. Guard it with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Because out of it, your life will be defined. Whatever you believe, whatever you speak, out of it shall come the issues of life. When the enemy is throwing different things, why? There won't be any passage. It's called Odeshi. It's not entering. Because why? Your heart is guarded. It's barricaded by the word of God. How do we get that? By the word of God. You need to meditate. You need to be fully persuaded. There has to be a 100% conviction that this is what God is telling you. That's where you guard your heart. Hallelujah. Now, the other one I have is mind what you say. Because Ambassador has touched on this several times. Mind what you say. The Bible says somewhere in Matthew 6, I think verse 31 or 32. He said, take no thought saying. And that's why I said in the beginning that you can't prevent these thoughts from flying over your head. Right? The devil came to Jesus in his temptation in form of thoughts. So you can't prevent it. The devil is going to come. He will. He will come in form of thoughts. But then the Bible now says in Matthew 6, 31 or 32, let's just read it or maybe check it later. It says, take no thought saying. So the way you establish a thought is when you use your mouth to say it. Pastor has taught us this several times. When you now begin to say it. Because why? Confession is made unto salvation. When you begin to say it. Hallelujah. And that's what happened to the Israelites. You should have let us die in the wilderness now. Well, that's what happened to them. They died there. They perished there. Hallelujah. Now, I have here also, think extensively of good reports. We know where that is. Philippians 4 and verse 8. It says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good. What happened? Whatever things are of good report, rather. He said, think on these things. Rather than thinking of what the economy is saying. Rather than thinking of what the reports or the medical reports is saying. Rather than thinking of whatever evil report that they bring to you. The Bible says, think on these things. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are pure, honest. Good report. Think extensively on them. Think about the testimonies of Jesus. That's how you dispel evil thoughts. That's how you dispel them. That's how you kill them right on their tracks. Think about these things extensively. Hallelujah. Now shut them off completely. That's what happened with Peter and Jesus. Peter came and said, how can you say this? And what did Jesus say? He didn't even allow that thing to land. He said, get away from this place, devil. Get thee behind me, Satan. You shut them off completely. You shut them off completely. And that's what Jesus did in his temptation. If you are the Son of God, turn. And Jesus was just giving him, this is what the word of God says. This is what the word of God says. It is written. It is written. And then the third time, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. He didn't entertain it. He didn't entertain it. He was fully convicted about the word of God. Fully persuaded. He knew the response via the word of God to give Satan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now also limit interactions with people. You know, you have those people in your life too. That everything, their own is just be telling you, do this way. Do this way. Don't do it this way. You have those kind of people in your life. Cut off severe relationship with them. Limit interactions with them. There was somebody in my office. We're just gisting. And she said, I've stopped buying this thing though. And all that. Because I heard that. I watched one video on YouTube where people were analyzing it. And they said, if you use this thing, this is what will happen. I said, sometimes these things we hear. And he said, because you are now using something that you think is imported, you'll be shocked that that's where the actual problem is. The things that we hear. And then she sent a video and said, Shola, this is the proof. Watch it. I didn't watch it. You won't contaminate my mind, please. You won't do. So don't watch. When people come and they are saying different kinds of things, please be very careful. Be very careful. So I said, limit interactions with people that, there are people that come on a constant basis. That's what they are giving you. Then, this is the last one. Change your environment. Or mind the atmosphere that you are under. And that's what happened. That's what I was saying when I said I was in an atmosphere. They were just dishing out different things. And, you know, I was just down in my spirit. The Bible tells us about David and Goliath, right? Goliath came, was threatening the armies of Israel. And saying, let me see the person that wants to come and challenge me. Do you know how much experience I have? I know these were armies, people that were thorough in battle. They were the armies of Israel. The army is the selected people that could fight battles and they will come out victorious in battles. But the Bible says that for 40 days, they were under an atmosphere of what? Bad news. Evil reports. Goliath kept challenging them and taunting them with evil words. And they were depressed. None of them could walk up to him. A whole army. None of them could walk up to him. None. But you see, the only man that defeated Goliath was someone that was not even under that atmosphere at all. The guy had been in the wilderness just doing his own, tending to his father's sheep. And the father sent him an errand and said, go and give your brothers this. And he messed the whole thing and said, what shall be done to the person that kills this man? He was not under that atmosphere at all. But the people that were under that atmosphere, they were crippled by fear. And none of them could walk up to him. It took a guy, 17 years old. He had no experience in battle. He just used his field experience. And also the name of Jesus. He says, how dare you challenge this uncircumcised Philistine? Challenge the armies of the living God. How dare you? And God was like, we know the story. But the point is that there were people, a whole army, that were under the atmosphere of evil report for 40 days and they were crippled in fear. The only person that was able to defeat Goliath was someone that was not even there at all. Let's mind the atmosphere that we are in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the last thing I have here is use your authority in Christ to nullify the effects of evil reports. And peradventure, you are here today. Listen, the Bible says in Luke 4 and verse 18, there's always deliverance. Hallelujah. Luke 4 and verse 18. Before we begin to close. Luke 4 and verse 10, there's always deliverance. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The gospel is the good news. It's the good report. I didn't say it's a good report. I said it's the good report. He said to preach the gospel to the poor. And then you see a semicolon there, meaning something. This is what the good news does. He says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There are some of us that we have become so broken, so depressed, and we are thinking, can I really still trust God? Can I have faith in God? All these things I'm hearing about Nigeria, all these things I'm hearing around me. You know, some of us have become so broken. We can't, our trust, you know, system is just on the low. He says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, via the gospel, via the good news, via the good reports, to preach deliverance to the captives. There are some of us that cannot take a step of faith because we are afraid. We can't take a step of faith because we are afraid. He said to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Recovery of sight to the blind. But now, you see, we can't even see the future anymore. Everything we are seeing is fear. Fear, fear, fear. It has limited our sight. He said to preach the recovery of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And I quoted a scripture earlier. I said, a broken spirit, who can bear? There are some of us that are bruised. Evil reports, they have so crushed our beliefs, crushed our spirit, and we can't see the way forward. But he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is anointed, is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. So the solution to all of these things is the good news. The solution to all of these things, the only thing that can dispel all of these thoughts from our hearts is the good news. And so the last point I have here is use your authority in Christ to nullify the effect of evil reports in your soul. Now, the final scripture I'll quote today, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. Let's just read it. And we're going to use this scripture to pray as well. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians 10, 4. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. All of these things, thoughts that have gained hold over your mind and you can't move forward. You can't believe God for anything. You're just scared to take a step of faith. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Every thought. You are bringing them into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So yes, one solution is prayer. One solution is prayer. Peradventure you're here, and then you're just like this, and maybe you're depressed or you can't trust God anymore. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the word of God, against the knowledge of God, the promise of God in your life, and then bringing all of these thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Can we rise up to our feet? Hallelujah. And we are going to pray this morning that peradventure all of these things have gained ground in my heart. Lord, I cast them down this morning in the name of Jesus. Can you just lift up your hands, your voices, and just begin to pray this morning? It says casting down imaginations. What you do is that you cast them down. Strongholds in your minds. Evil thoughts that have gained ground over in your hearts. The Bible says cast them down. Cast them down. Pray this morning and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring every thought that has exalted itself against the word of God in my life, against the knowledge of God in my heart, I bring you down this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray this morning. Raboko lebaria la balega de leberia la baredia. I bring them down this morning. I cast out evil thoughts in the name of Jesus. Strongholds in my heart. Strongholds in my mind. I cast you down in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebako paraga dega dega lebrega dalia barrega delega delega de zibrozoto zelebre kadia la bande lebrega delebia la barrega dia rakata baba bako zelebrega dega dega de. I cast you down. Are we praying this morning? Are we praying this morning? Rekete boko zekete de brakata baraga dalaba zia parrega de de de. I put on the shield of faith. I put on the shield of faith. In the name of Jesus, I pull down strongholds. I pull down strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. I stand upon the authority of Jesus and I declare them free. Libro zoto zelia, rekete brokotozia, rede de de ge de ge de. Zere kabala baraga dala barrega dele berrega dele belia laba rega dega de berrega de berrega de belega de belega de rega de brega dele brega dele brega dele brega dele bedia. The Bible says above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Can we begin to put on the shield of faith this morning? Libro zoto zye kapa rega de berrega do. Yala baradia.